Hello, Mixed Nutcases. It helps if I actually hit the microphone button. So I'm using Boss Jock, and sometimes I forget to hit the microphone. Anyway, this is day 16 of the dog days of podcasting. It's Wednesday, and I am in the middle of Sunday in my listening of the dog days feed, which means all my other podcasts aren't getting listened to. Last weekend meant I listened to nothing. So everything is really, really behind. I'd been really good on the feed this year, able to keep up, and now I'm just a little behind. And I really don't want to miss anything. Like, there's nobody that I want to skip. As a matter of fact, like, I'm listening until I go to bed, and I'll set my timer to turn off after a couple of minutes. And then when I wake up in the morning, I go back and I listen to whatever it was that I fell asleep to, because I don't want to miss. That's how much I don't want to miss, which is pretty wild. So today we're going to Guelph to train with the Aikido dojo there. A good friend is one of the senseis, and I met the top sensei there this weekend, and he's really nice too. They're both really great guys, and so we're gonna train there. I think I mentioned earlier that the friend from Guelph, he used to train in our dojo a long time ago. I think he got his knee down there, and we'll come back on Sundays just to train with us, which is pretty cool. So that's pretty exciting. We're going to head on out there and see what's up. And we're going to probably stay the night with him and then maybe do some stuff out in the park. So instead of landing on mats, we're going to be landing on grass. So I have to pack some clothes that aren't going to be stained by the grass in the park. But it should be fun. I'm excited. And then we come back, and I've got Beyond the Wall tomorrow. I got to do something pretty cool yesterday. I don't remember if I mentioned this, but the group that I'm gaming with, Christiana Ellis, she's running the Curse of Strahd, and we're doing this gaming thing every couple of weeks. And they were meeting this weekend, but I wasn't able to make it, so I went off and did a solo mission, and it was awesome. So when they gamed, I said I had to go do something. And then when we met up last night, Christiana and I, we did that mission, and it was a lot of fun. You can find it on her Twitch feed, and it was pretty cool because everything just kind of lined up perfectly. And I got to get a little bit into the backstory, and I also got to level up my character, which was neat, because my rule is, if it makes sense for the character, I'm going to go that way. So even though I might be able to, like, min-max my character a little bit better, if it doesn't make sense for the character, I'm not doing it. So I'm just strictly playing to the character type there. And I'm having a lot of fun playing a druid, although I haven't had all that much opportunity to really change my shape, but it also works into the character's backstory, you know? She trusts animals more than people, so shifting into animals makes a lot of sense for her. So that's been awesome. I was going through my Netflix ratings and realized there's a lot of shows that I thought I talked about last year that I did not talk about at all. And so today I'm going to talk about Crazy Head, which is one of these finds on Netflix that it was just completely random. When I'm scrolling through Netflix looking for something to watch, I am so tired of seeing cover photos of just white guys. Like, there's nothing really appealing there for me. That's not to say that, you know, white male protagonists aren't fun. I mean, there's a lot of shows that are. It's not drawing me in these days. Like, I really want to see more stories than everything we've ever seen before. And I think it was the cover art that pulled me into Crazy Head. And so I went in, no idea what was going on. And so it's about these two women in England, and everybody thinks that they are mentally ill, like, you know, they're on medications and so forth. But in reality, they can see demons, and their hallucinations are real. But they're also a little atypical. You don't get to just be a demon seer. And so you follow their adventures and them figuring everything out. And some of it is just complete nonsense. And one of the actresses, she's also in Chewing Gum, which I saw afterwards. And it wasn't until, like, I think the second season of Chewing Gum that I realized it was the same actress, because I was wanting to see more of this actress from Crazy Head, and I can't remember their names, but I wanted to see more of her. And it wasn't until I was in the second season, I was like, wait, that is her. Wow, I can't believe that's the same person. So it's really pretty intense, being able to see that kind of a change in that one actor can do. And so the acting is really top notch. Like, I didn't realize how good of a job she was doing until I saw her in Chewing Gum. And wow, blown away. But this show does, again, I often will say this, I like it when you take my supernatural and you change it, you flip it on its ear and you give me some new rules. And that's what I love about this. I love this show. And I wish that they'd make more. It was so much fun. I watched through it like in a day or two, and it's awesome. I don't want to spoil anything. Like, that's the thing. It's hard to talk about a show without spoiling it. I am not full of chicken, and I am not Jason Banks, so I will not spoil things for you. But it does make it so that I feel kind of stupid. Like, oh, how many times can I say it's great, it's fantastic, it's awesome? No, it's a lot of fun, and it'll take a little bit for you to adjust to what's going on, because everybody really does seem atypical, and you're gonna see that. I think that's part of the charm. It's, oh yeah, yeah, demons are real, but you're not, that's not the answer to everything. and that's what I love about it. And I feel like I can relate to that. One would say, because it's Crazy Head, we're going to serve this with Fruit Loops, but we're actually going to serve this with lasagna. I made some lasagna the other day, and it is fantastic. So here's the trick when making lasagna, especially if you're making it for, four people or under. When you make a big tray of lasagna, you end up with a lot of food. So what I end up doing is I take I have two square Pyrex dishes, and I make my lasagna in those, and that gives me one lasagna to make and one lasagna to freeze. So you cook up your sauce. Your sauce is going to be your basic sauce. Crushed tomatoes, spices, salt, pepper, garlic, onion, whatever you want to put in there, whatever flavorings, you just cook that up. It takes 10 minutes. It's super easy. It's easier, or as easy, as jar sauce, and cheaper and healthier, in my opinion, because it's, you know, whole food ingredients. When you get the crushed tomatoes, it, and you look on the side and it says tomatoes, like that's the only ingredient, you're good to go. And then you add your spices and your seasoning as you go. I am a huge fan of marjoram. When most people use oregano, I use marjoram. It is a fantastic spice, and it can on, not spice, it's not really a spice, it's an herb, I guess. It can go on almost anything. Marjoram is your best friend. And when I lived in New York, I bought it by the, it's like a gallon size. I'd buy it by the gallon and split it up with my family. It's amazing. But now here, I buy it at Bulk Barn. Like everything else in Canada, I buy it at Bulk Barn. We love bulk. So that's your sauce. And then you're gonna cook up your meat with some onions and a little spices. And hey, guess what? We're going to put marjoram in there.
I love marjoram. So if you are veggie, you don't have to put in meat. You could also do eggplant. You could do whatever you want. I do meat because Tech, he is a meatitarian. It is his life choice. And I think he would be very hurt and betrayed if I didn't put meat in his lasagna. I normally use beef, but there's lots of different things that you can do. You can use, Italian sausage. You can use chicken. You can use turkey. Sometimes if you want to like stretch it out, what I'll do, and this helps with finances and also adding in some extra protein and some fiber and some veggies, is I'll buy that imitation meat stuff, that veggie crumble stuff that vegetarians eat, and I mix it with my meat and everything tastes like real meat. And then you're going to take your mozzarella and you're going to shave that down into shredded, and you're going to take some ragout and you're going to take an egg, raw egg. You mix that with the ragout and you put in a little parsley in there and you're good to go. And then you take your noodles, and I buy the ones that you don't have to cook, and you lay them down. Now you go meat, ragout, cheese, top layer. And you've got sauce in between all of those things. And then you put cheese on the top. And I usually put like a little, we can't get locatelli up here, so I do like Asiago or some other Parmigiani type thing. I'm not a fan of straight Parmesan, and I think most people aren't. Most people don't realize that you don't normally eat Parmesan. You eat something in the Parmesan family. And I try to look for something with a little bit more flavor. And so then you put your tinfoil on, and you stick it in the oven, and you make lasagna as normal. And you put marjoram all over the place. Sprinkle that on top. It gives it a really nice look. But then you take the other one and you wrap it in tinfoil, and then you wrap it in plastic, and then you stick it in the freezer. And then the next time you want lasagna, you just take it out of the freezer and put it in the fridge like the day before, and you stick that baby in the oven, and it is like leftover lasagna, because everybody knows lasagna is always better the second day. It cooks and ends up like the leftover lasagna. It is amazing. So that second lasagna is actually better than the one that you cooked fresh. And you can have it, a month later, 2 months later, whatever. For me, it's usually, 2 weeks later. And then you don't get sick of eating lasagna. And for two people, that makes 4 giant helpings. And so we have lasagna the night. And then later on in the week, we have the leftovers lasagna. So, crazy head and lasagna. And there is my fun little recipe. I hope that you enjoyed that. You can, of course, add like bacon into it or sausage or any of the other different things that you want to add to your lasagna. But really, it's not that hard. And it's pretty easy to cook, mostly whole ingredients. And I love it. So don't be scared of lasagna. Go make it.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.